coming. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, hey, babe. Mm-hmm. How are you? I'm good. I'm good. It's October, which means I'm in a great mood the entire 31 days. Plus, a certain boyfriend of mine has been incredible about planning such amazing, memorable dates this month, so... Mm-hmm. Like the... Oh, here, I made you some tea. Mm-hmm. It's really good. We went to a graveyard market a couple of weeks ago. Ooh, we saw The Substance together. Been seeing like really, really great movies just specifically. We saw Coraline again because they're like re-showing it in the theaters. You've just been so on top of it. Plus tomorrow we're doing a haunted house, so I'm very excited. But that is not necessarily why I asked you over. Yeah, I have specific intentions. So you know how a couple of weeks ago I told you that the whole like witchiness thing is like more legitimate than most people think it is with me? Yeah, like the whole wearing all black and just happen to have adopted a black cat is kind of unrelated, because I would wear all black and probably have this cat regardless. But I like do legitimate witchcraft, like spells and stuff. Yeah, like think a cooler version of the mom from Kiki's Delivery Service. Yeah, like the beginning of the movie where she has all those tubes and all the her cauldron and she's like making a potion and stuff. Oh yeah, once I saw that when I was a kid, I was like, I need to be whatever she is. But what I'm trying to say is I do legitimate spell work and a lot of reading really old books. And I am a legitimate witch. And I need your help with a spell. Now, I don't need like your blood or anything for this one, but I did need kind of a big favor from you. Again, I'm not gonna use any of your blood. This doesn't require your blood. Not this one. I'll be honest with you. There might be one in the future where I need like a drop or two of three or five drops of your blood for like something, you know what I mean? But it'd be like from your finger and I'd be super sweet about it. Yes, my love, and I would only be into it like a little bit, but can I ask you what I really need from you? Okay, so please know, I would not ask anyone else for something like this. You've been my boyfriend for like a year and a couple of weeks, so I feel like you'd be the perfect person to give me some of their come for a spell. Oh, please don't make me say it again. I need some of your come for a spell. Do you care what it's for? Okay. So my friend Danny, you know Danny, has been going out with that guy and it's been going really well. And she asked me if I can do a love spell for them. And it's not necessarily going to like make them like fall in love or whatever, but it like makes a bit of a stronger connection between the two of them. And it tends to work in a pretty positive direction. Most people are pretty happy and then they have a lot of sex, but it requires something specific because it's a love spell after all. And it's not a spell that's done very often because it's awkward asking somebody. So what I need is the, God, I fucking hate saying this. I need the cum of someone who's in love. Yes, my darling, even just based off of the way you look into my eyes, the way that you hold my hands, the way that you fuck me mercilessly, I would say that you're in love with me. And I'm in love with you, which is why it would be really cool if you would do this for me. Really? Are you serious? Okay. Okay. Wow. Wow. Awesome. We're really doing this. Okay. So it's actually kind of easy for you. I need you to sit right here. Okay. I have to bring, please don't laugh when I do this. Yes, it's a cauldron. I'm a bit of a traditionalist when it comes to some things, not everything. But I did hop on the opportunity to have an actual cauldron when I saw one. So I'm going to seat you in front of here, and then I'm going to stand behind you and whisper my dirty, dirty thoughts in your ear, because here's the thing, my love, is I can help you get there, but you have to come all on your own, and I can't physically help you, but God, do I want to help you. God, do I want to make you come, baby, and the harder you come, the more likely the spell will work. So you could say I have ulterior motives, but I'm trying to be a good girlfriend and a good friend at the same time. And look at that. You are incredibly hard, my love. Well, my darling, the tea that I made for you is, let's call it Fairy Wings tea, also known as Baronwort, which essentially just means that it's an herb or flower meant to turn you on quite a bit. I know it tasted good. I'm a witch, and I'm also really great at making tea. Now, just relax. Just breathe in. Let your shoulders drop. I'm gonna run my hands on your shoulders, if that's okay. Now take a deep breath in and out, and trail your hands down your beautiful, beautiful chest. Oh, I undid your shirt. Don't worry about it. Well, yeah, you're letting yourself get relaxed. That means that you're not aware of everything that's going on. Plus, I did it pretty quickly. Now feel your fingertips go past your chest, down to your stomach, down to your belt. Can you undo that for me? Yeah? Okay, good. This is going to make everything a hell of a lot easier moving forward if that's off. And you might as well unbutton your pants, too. Don't take them off, though. I want you to drag your hand out and grip yourself really tight. I want you to rock in your hand slowly. Yeah, I want you to fuck your hand over your pants, over your underwear. Just so you can feel the friction of everything. Yeah, does it feel good? Tell me how good it feels. Now take a deep breath in. Move your hand up and down and up and down. Your beautiful cock stretching your pants. But that feels so good, baby. But so frustrating. I'm sure the skin of your head is gonna feel so fucking good. Do you think I could get you to take your pants off for me? I don't have to tell you twice. Well, good, good. Good, good. Well, it's nice to know that you're not wasting my time whenever it comes to spell fulfillments. God, baby, you're so hard for me. You look so beautiful. You know, I have a feeling that even if I didn't make you this tea that was specifically meant to turn you on, I feel like you would still be in this chair, writhing, sweating, pleading for me to touch you. That's a good point. If you did say no, then you and I just would have fucked instead. But trust me, after I give you some time to relax a little bit, I will be ready for you in whatever position you want for as long as you want. Okay, honey? God, baby, it's like fucking torture not being able to touch you, but seeing you look and feel so good. God, I just want to fucking climb my way up your body, sink myself onto your fat, thick fucking cock. God, just ride you until you coat my walls. God, you feel so good, baby. It feels so good when you come inside of me. It feels so right when you come inside of me. I just need it so bad. Oh, wow, that's a good boy. Yeah, you're being so good for me. Yeah, show me just the way you like it, baby. Show me how to touch you. Show me how to please you. I want to make you feel so good. You know, sometimes when you're talking to me about this song that you've been listening to or this movie that you really want us to see, I'll just look into your beautiful, beautiful eyes and think, oh my God. God, I want to see his face when I'm fucking bouncing on his cock. My tits are in his face. Oh, I'm biting down on his neck. Fuck, I just want to see you with your hair all messed up and your neck sweating. Fuck, look at those muscles just rippling in your forearms. God, you're so fucking strong, baby. God, and I stare at your arms all the time whenever you wrap them around me or you hold my hand. I'm just fucking obsessing over your hands and your arms and your biceps and fuck, it's just, oh my God, I just want you to wrap your arms around me and never let go of me. And just hold me and talk dirty to me and whisper things in my ear and put your hand down my skirt and rub my clit and make me come and have nowhere to escape because I'm just trapped in your strong fucking arms. Yeah, you feel my tits brushing your back. God, this is all for you, baby. It's just for you. God, you look so beautiful. Yeah, you did. God, I fucking love the way that shirt looks on you, baby. Wore that just for me? God, look at you. You're such a fucking slut showing off for me. Oh, you like that? Yeah, do you like being a fucking slut for me? Oh, because baby, you are. You wear shirts that I love. You've been wearing hoodies a lot more recently, ever since I said that you look fucking incredible in them. You've even been leaving some at my apartment so that way I can have one to wear when you're not here, which is incredibly sweet, incredibly considerate, and incredibly on purpose. Which is really smart of you because I wear your hoodie every single time I touch myself. And I can just turn my head, dig a deep inhale in the collar, and just smell your fucking cologne. And God, baby, I just think of you and your hands on me, looking right into my eyes. You know, sometimes I think that you like to play a staring contest game with me because you know that when you look at me like that, it makes me nervous. And sometimes I just think you stare and stare and then look at my lips and then look at my tits and then look back at my eyes and just stare. And you just look like you're gonna fucking devour me. And I'm like a little bit embarrassed to tell you how much I love that. Because regardless of the fact that you're doing me a favor, regardless of the fact that you're in my chair, in my house, letting me use your cum, baby boy, you have got me wrapped around your fucking finger. I follow you around like a lost puppy. Sometimes all you have to do is hold your hand out, and then I'm running to you to catch up so I can put my hand in yours. And that's how fucking bad you have me, baby. Because when I see you touch yourself like this, I just think, God, I want to make him fall in love with me. I want to make him cry. I want to make him fucking scream my name. Can you take it out? Fuck yeah, you can take it out. Oh my God, fuck me. Yeah, baby, do you see all that pre-cum that's leaking out of the head of your cock? God, fuck, I want to lick it up so bad. Fuck, I want to lick it up so bad. Oh yeah, you want me to? What else do you want me to do? Come on, baby. Talk to me, please. Tell me, what else do you want to do to me? Oh yeah? What else? What else? Wow, God. Wow, that's fucking sick. Fucking love that. When do you want to do that? Whenever you want. Well, baby, if I'm gonna come to you with a ghost face mask and turn all your lights off, I think that you should at least tell me when that's okay to do. Or do you want the ultimate element of surprise? Do you just wanna know that it's me coming for you, coming after you, while you're just, what, caught jerking off to a horror movie? Yeah, my God, that sounds so fucking sexy. Shit. Go ahead, baby, go faster. Yeah, is this fucking turning you on? Yeah? Do you want me to come behind you and scare you? Ride you until you cry and then take a selfie with your lifeless body afterwards? Go faster, baby. Fuck your hand fucking faster. Yeah? Yeah? You want me to be on top? You want me to ride you and defile you and make you mine? Oh, baby, are you a little bit tired of protecting me? Do you need to be scared by me? Are you sure? Because you're fucking your hand really fast right now. It's incredibly impressive. Almost like you're desperate, like you need it, like you need me. Do you need to have my pussy just choking your cock, sweetheart? Are you getting close for me, my love? Yeah, because I noticed that your hips are jutting up a little bit, like you're trying to fuck your hand even more. Yeah, are you getting there? What are you thinking about? Tell me. Yeah? I'm sure I can make that happen for you, sweetheart. God, fuck, I love seeing you get close. God, I want to see you come. You're going to look so amazing, baby. Yeah, I'm going to come. Yeah? Come for me whenever it feels right, baby. Whenever you want. Yeah? Yeah? Can you say my name like a good boy? Yeah, can you say, please, Max, please, I want to come so bad, Maxine, please let me come. Yeah, that's it, come for me, come for me, come for me. Yeah, be a good fucking boy and come for me. That's it. That's it, wow. Oh, very good, very good. And here I thought for a second, you forgot what we were doing all of this for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be right back. I'm gonna get you a towel, okay?
Do you want some water?
Here you go. Yes, just water with lemon, if that's okay with you. Okay, perfect. And now, I just need to add two things. This and fuck, that's in my other cabinet.
Is that towel too hot? Okay, good.
This, okay. Haha! Perfect! Well, I don't have to do anything with it right now. Huh, perfect. That really is the most difficult ingredient to get. Okay, so essentially, there is a full moon on Thursday, so Danny just has to give her lover this, and then she sprays it on herself, and he sprays it on himself, and then they're pretty locked in from there. Yeah, it's pretty foolproof, actually. A lot of people don't use it because it is pretty effective, and sometimes they end up hating the person that they're with, but they really get together, and she's really happy, so. And thank you, my love, for your delectable sacrifice. Mwah. Hey, seeing you use yourself for some of my magic was pretty fucking hot to me. Would you maybe want to put on some midnight mass and find an excuse to not watch it? Yeah? Okay, great. Well, first things first, I did make you dinner. I made you soup. So maybe we can watch an episode or half an episode and then very suddenly become distracted. Yeah? Thank you, baby. I couldn't have done this without you.